The latest report is coming from Albert Breer, an insider of the NFL that knows a whole lot. And the latest report coming from him is that the Minnesota Vikings are going to have their QB coaches at Michigan's Pro Day on Friday. And then Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah are going to watch J.J. McCarthy in a private workout next week. He also reports that the Bears, Commanders, and Patriots have shown no appetite, have shown zero appetite of trading one of those picks. And this is what I've been saying. The Patriots will not trade their number three overall selection because their biggest need in a roster full of lots of needs is their quarterback position. Why would you trade your number three overall pick when you desire a quarterback and you need a quarterback and Drake May has the chance to be an all-time franchise-changing guy? Why would you trade that to the Minnesota Vikings? I didn't think it made any sense to begin with. So because of that, I made a bet that the Minnesota Vikings, a figurative bet, not a literal bet, that the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade up and draft J.J. McCarthy. That's the way things are looking. So now with the Minnesota Vikings and their organization getting a close look at J.J. McCarthy, we need to analyze and examine what J.J. McCarthy can bring the Minnesota Vikings. This take is presented by Hoechlin Farm. Hoechlin Farm has rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy in bulk. Listen carefully, because you get 20% off if you tell Jared you heard about Hoechlin Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541 for 20% off your first order if you tell him you heard about Hoechlin Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. So now it's time. We need to analyze and we need to break down what J.J. McCarthy would be bringing the Minnesota Vikings if they do indeed select him with the number four or number five overall pick, which is what I predicted the Minnesota Vikings will do. So let's take a look at his time at Michigan. Let's specifically look at J.J. McCarthy's final year where they won the national championship game over Washington, 34-13. Michigan was undefeated their final year. Michigan was coached by Jim Harbaugh before he joined the Los Angeles Chargers, which everybody knows. But let's just look at J.J. McCarthy's game log. So game one, they completely destroy, and there's a theme here, ECU. 30-3. McCarthy is 26 for 30, 280 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's an 87% completion percentage. They then defeat UNLV, 35-7. McCarthy, 22 for 25, 278 yards, 88% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Their third game versus BGSU. I don't even know what that stands for. But they completely demolished them, 31-6. But McCarthy did not have a great performance in this game. 8 for 13, 143 yards, 61.5 completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Their next game, Big Ten matchup versus Rutgers. Michigan wins, 31-7. J.J. McCarthy, 15 for 21, 214 yards. A 71% completion percentage. 1 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Nebraska, Michigan wins 45-7. J.J. McCarthy, 12 for 16. 156 yards, 75% completion percentage. 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Against the tough and rough P.J. Fleck Minnesota Gopher squad, Michigan wins 52-10. J.J. McCarthy, 14 for 20. 219 yards, 70% completion percentage, 1 touchdown, 0 interceptions. Versus Indiana, he goes 52, well, Michigan wins 52-7. J.J. McCarthy, 14 for 17, 222 yards, an 82% completion percentage, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. versus Michigan State. 49-0, Michigan wins. J.J. McCarthy, 21 for 27. 287 yards. A 78% completion percentage. 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And then against Purdue, another dominating performance. 41-13. McCarthy, 24 for 37. 335 yards. 65% completion percentage. 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And now it becomes interesting. Because now Michigan starts to play real opponents. They match up against Penn State on the road without Jim Harbaugh because of his suspension due to his involvement in the scouting other teams department. Michigan wins 24-15. But J.J. McCarthy only attempts 8 passes in this game. And I had to look it up. My first thought was, oh, McCarthy must have got hurt. Another guy came in and threw some passes. McCarthy didn't get hurt, or at least the box score wouldn't suggest he did. There was no other quarterback that came into the game and threw passes for Michigan. He literally threw the ball 8 times against the nifty Lions in their win, where he threw for 60 yards and 87% completion percentage, 0 touchdowns, 0 picks. Their very next game versus Maryland, McCarthy goes 12 for 23. Michigan wins 31-24. 141 yards, 52% completion percentage, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. Ohio State, if they lose this game, they are not in the college football playoff and they are not competing in the national championship game. They win 30-24. McCarthy, 16 for 20, 148 yards, 80% completion percentage, 1 touchdown, 0 picks. Their final 3 games of the year, they demolished Iowa in the Big Ten Championship game, 26-0. McCarthy, 22 for 30, 147 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 picks, a 73% completion percentage. And Alabama, in the first college football playoff, they win 27-20. In overtime, McCarthy, 17 for 27, 221 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 picks, a 63% completion percentage. And against Washington, 34-13, Michigan wins. 10 for 18, 140 yards, 55% completion percentage, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So those were McCarthy's game logs for every single game his final year at Michigan. And there is something similar in every single one of those games. And that is, Michigan did not ask McCarthy to do much. They asked the guy to be at most a game manager. Especially when you look at the games where they actually had tough matchups. McCarthy threw the ball 8 times versus the 10th seeded Penn State Nifty Lions for 60 yards. Against Maryland, he threw it 23 times, but only had 141 yards. Check down. This is Kirk Cousins on steroids. If you thought Kirk Cousins was a check down genius, let's look at J.J. McCarthy's stats. My heavens. Ohio State, 148 yards versus Iowa, 147 yards versus Alabama, 221 yards. And the final game against Washington, 140 yards. J.J. McCarthy has a high completion percentage. He had a 72-73% completion percentage his last year at Michigan. He had 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But here's the deal on McCarthy. He feels like a very Alabama-y quarterback coming out of this year's draft class. And what I mean by that is, Alabama, every single year, they set their quarterback up for success. They have an amazing defense. Guys that are off the board, top 10, top 20 picks in every NFL draft, for the most part. They always have a great running back. They have amazing wide receivers and a talented offensive line every single year. So when I look at Alabama quarterbacks, I think, okay, what were you asked to do besides lead a team full of superstar players to a college football playoff? I look at Mac Jones. He was surrounded by talented players every single year he was at Alabama. He was never going to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. I look at Tua Tagovailoa. the best Alabama quarterback in the league right now because Jalen Hurts transferred to Oklahoma. So he was an Oklahoma product. But Tua Tagovailoa, he's not a top 10 quarterback in the league. That's as best you can get in the NFL right now is Tua. And J.J. McCarthy gives me the same vibes. Alabama had Nick Saban for years. Michigan had Jim Harbaugh for years. Jim Harbaugh has an NFL system. He has guys that are going to be in the NFL draft because Michigan's defense, their running backs, their offensive line, and their wide receivers are all-star, superstar-type players. So my question is this. What was J.J. McCarthy asked to do? Because I look at his statistics, and he was not asked to do much. And statistics don't tell the whole story. For example, Case Keenum broke every single collegiate record in the book when he played for Houston. He was never going to be a franchise quarterback in the league, and he wasn't drafted to be one. So stats don't tell the whole story. But they tell a story. And the story they're telling us from J.J. McCarthy is that you were at best a game manager for Michigan. You were a check down quarterback that was never asked to go out there and win the game for Michigan. The best game he had was against Alabama in overtime. He went 17 for 27, 221 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. McCarthy is not a franchise NFL quarterback. And I am very worried that the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade 11-23 and maybe a third or fourth round to get to that pick 4 or 5 and draft him. Because the Vikings need a franchise quarterback. And they're scouting him hard. And they're going to love his efficiency. They're going to love his tools as an NFL quarterback. But my worry is this. McCarthy never had to carry the weight, the load of a collegiate football team. Like Patrick Mahomes, like Josh Allen, like Drake May, like Caleb Williams. McCarthy was surrounded by all-star talents. And so is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was surrounded by Justin Jefferson, by Ja'Marr Chase. Great team around him. But most players in the NFL, specifically the quarterbacks, the great ones, don't have situations like Tua, like J.J. McCarthy, like Mac Jones. Most of them pave the way, dominate collegiate football games with subpar rosters around them and make a name for themselves. They're not in this cushy-tushy situation where they have great running backs, all-star wide receivers, and an amazing defense to carry them to wins. They needed to do it. And if the Minnesota Vikings are going to draft J.J. McCarthy, they are going to expect him to be the franchise quarterback for this foreseeable future. Because they're trading 2 first-round picks to get him at the very minimum. And I'm very concerned that J.J. McCarthy does not have it. He is not the guy. Because he was never asked to be the guy at Michigan. So the Minnesota Vikings, what they should do, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, but they need to trade the entire farm to try to draft Drake May. Because Drake May didn't have a cushy players around him. He didn't have superstar running backs and wide receivers and offensive linemen and defense. He needed to pave the way himself. He needed to make a name for North Carolina and their football program. Jim Harbaugh, he was the face of Michigan. But Drake May, he was the face of North Carolina. And he didn't have an all-star, superstar head coach like Jim Harbaugh that makes NFL players left and right. It would be an utter mistake for the Vikings to select J.J. McCarthy. And the statistics tell the story of McCarthy's collegiate success. 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions his last year at Michigan. But what that tells me is that he was not asked to be the guy. He was asked to play a role and allow his teammates to lead their team to victory. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. so I could get more subscribers. Like the video, please. If you're watching or listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you are listening to this podcast. Everyone, thank you for listening, and thank you for making this podcast a part of your day.